True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It still reverberates around the world. The shocking murder of Charlie Kirk from Turning Point USA. And joining us right now, Nanette Holt, investigative reporter. She's done a lot of work with Epoch Times, but she's here with us this morning. Good morning, Nanette. How you doing?
Howdy, howdy. Doing great. Love that cool breeze this morning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's absolutely wonderful. Now, Turning Point USA already had so many chapters at college and, in fact, high school campuses. But my understanding is they're expanding recently. What do you know about Turning Point USA?
Oh, it has exploded. Well, I personally have attended a lot of their events as a mom, helping do transport for kids, and also as a journalist. And wow, I thought their presence was big before it. These events are so huge. You just can't understand the magnitude of the enthusiasm of these young people for conservative values until you're in a room with 5,000 of them, and they're screaming for these conservative speakers. But over the weekend, Charlie Kirk's secondhand guy, the guy that was right with him with everything, Andrew Colvett, announced at 2 a.m. on Sunday that when Charlie died, they had 900 college chapters and 1,200 high school chapters of Turning Point USA. Over the first 48 hours since Charlie had been shot, they had 32,000 requests for new chapters to be started. And I will tell you, I know a little bit about that process. Turning Point, when they get an inquiry, they start training these kids personally with people on the ground in the region who reach out to the kids, who send them materials. There's no cost. They send them posters. They send them schedules of when to put up certain posters. They send them buttons to put out on tables to reach other students. It's really well-organized, well-executed whole process now, to get kids engaged.
Now, when you've seen Charlie Kirk or read any of the materials, and I'm sure you have as a parent, like you say, and somebody who's an investigative journalist, is there anything that he maybe, slipped and said something that could be kind of ugly or hateful? And because, look, I do this 4 hours a day, 5 days a week. I mean, I'm not perfect. I maybe said some things I wouldn't mind reeling back in, possibly. But have you ever heard him say anything?
I have never heard him say anything offensive. Now, I will tell you, I've watched him grow up, and there was a maturing that happened. Mm-hmm. Boy, we saw a big shift in him a few years ago. Turns out that was when he, and Erica Kirk came together and were planning their marriage and whatnot. He really became less of a political activist and more of an evangelist who says, hey, you need this faith. And you need to take action because of the faith. You are required to take action.
Like a Christian apologist is, I guess, a term that That might be more.
But the stories that I really have gone down the rabbit hole that I normally don't do, and just the stories that have come out about how he helped James O'Keefe meet payroll when James O'Keefe had been removed by his own board from Project Veritas and he was trying to rebuild. He couldn't make payroll for all his employees. Charlie Kirk paid that.
Wow.
Charlie Kirk didn't take any salary from his own organization for 5 years. I mean, things like that that are coming out. You know, if there was dirt to be had on Charlie Kirk, the internet would be flooded with it. But what I have seen are people who say, oh, he was a bigot, he was a racist, he was this, that, and the other. And that tells me they've never listened to his message.
That was going to be part of my next question, was what, talking about God, Jesus, family, children, getting married, all that. That might not be your path for you, but that's a far cry from saying it's hate.
Well, right. Even Rob Smith, who is a gay black man, was employed by Turning Point to help spread the conservative message. And even he came out and said, please don't say Charlie Kirk was racist or homophobic. I mean, he was my friend and he was good to me and he was good to so many people I know. I've not heard a word about him there. You know, the dirt would be flooding out.
Mm-hmm.
The only things I've heard negative about Charlie Kirk since his passing, or really ever, is just things that have turned out to not be true. You know, people, they hear the narrative and they want to repeat the narrative. But if you listen to him, you'll be blown away. I mean, so many people are becoming introduced to Charlie
exactly.
Kirk now,
mm-hmm.
and saying, wow, I wish I had known more. Well, you know what? The Charlie Kirk Show is a podcast, very much like you have a podcast that people can enjoy if they miss the show. He has one as well, and it's worth checking out.
Yeah, definitely. And
J.D. Vance is going to be hosting the show tonight.
Yep.
That's right.
Well, and it drops at noon.
Oh, so anytime you can pick it up anytime afternoon today. Now, what about an event at University of Florida?
Wow. So the Turning Point USA chapter at the University of Florida didn't get a lot of word out, but had decided they would do something. So Friday night, about 200 people gathered in the Plaza of the Americas, right where Charlie Kirk had spoken in February. Did his thing, proved me wrong. Spoke to, you know, he always had this thing where he would sit there and he would take questions and he would debate. He loved to debate. He was always kind and gentle and, you know, used scripture to back up what he was saying. But he had been at the University of Florida campus in February. And on Friday, these kids were just so bewildered, but they spoke so eloquently about carrying on his message, becoming more committed to spreading his message of, you know, living out your faith and becoming active in politics because of your faith. They shared prayers. There was no amplification, so it was a bit difficult to hear, but it was so touching. These kids were just weeping and sharing how much he had meant to them, how kind he had been to them as individuals, as they were trying to build something right here in Gainesville. And then one young man had an acoustic guitar, and it was a moment.
Really?
He opened with a prayer. He started to strum, and the whole crowd of 200 people just came in closer and began to sing Amazing Grace, and that which morphed into another worship song. Kids were, you know, tears were streaming, their hands were up in the air, they were worshiping the Lord. Even in this time of, you know, great tragedy in their lives, they felt like they had lost their leader. Nothing was being burned down. There was no violence.
No rioting, no looting or anything? Wow.
Happy to see no protesters. The university had five police cars that I counted with the red and blue lights were on around the perimeter of that Plaza of the Americas. There was a drone that you could hear. It was very obviously whirring overhead. You could see the little blue light. But also, to the credit of you know, our folks in this area, there were no protesters. Maybe mm-hmm. they hadn't heard of it. So many people have been saying online they wish they had known, they would have been there. But there is an opportunity in Jacksonville on Sunday. I'm sure these will pop up in our area and be all over. But First Baptist Jacksonville at 2 p.m. on Sunday is going to simulcast Charlie Kirk's memorial service, which will happen in a stadium in Arizona. And they will simulcast that, and it should be a standing room only event, I would think, in many churches by that time.
Yeah, yeah, it'll catch on, and we'll hear more and more about that. And finally, who can pick up the microphone? And I know Charlie Kirk can't be replaced, but I mean, what do you do moving forward? He's got momentum now. Rest in peace. I mean, the whole movement has momentum. What do you do now? Who can kind of pick it? Who's going to be the face?
You know, a lot of people are speculating about that. And I was not on board with this pick right out the gate. But people are saying he was the spark. But his wife, Erica Kirk, mm-hmm. former Miss Arizona, will be the fire. Now, she's got two fatherless children to raise. And one of Charlie's big pushes was that families need fathers. But she has a lot of support, and she just may be the one to get it done. I know that she has vowed to expand his message around mm-hmm. the world. So, I don't know. Look for Erica Kirk to
I'm sure she'll be
going.
Heavily involved no matter what, but whether she is going to be the point person or not, I mean, she's a logical choice, I think, for right now, but I guess we'll see.
I guess we'll see.
And yeah. Although not looking to be a replacement, Ben Shapiro says he's going to be hitting the college circuit big time, you know, trying to get out there and spread the word.
As soon as you said his name, I knew you were going to talk too fast, and I wasn't going to be able to keep up with it because it was Ben Shapiro. You're talking about Ben Shapiro?
Yeah, Ben Shapiro.
I actually saw, you know, he's a name that you can't bring up sometimes, but I saw Alex Jones posted a tearful video that he made in the front of his car.
Oh,
he said
goodness.
He had been afraid to go to college campuses. He says, you know what? I'm doing it now.
Wow. Big change.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.